ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 25 डिविनिटी एंड डिवाइन सर्विस वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्ताम् अरोक्सजाम् सत्वाम् विसुदाम् चेमाया कल्पन्ते ये नूतन इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा वेजिरे मुनयो अताग्रे भगवन्तम् अरोक्षजाम् सत्वं वसुरं चेमाया कल्पन्ते येनुतान् इहा माताजीस् वेजिरे rendered service unto मुनयो the sages atā thus Agre, previously, Bhagavantam, unto the personality of Godhead, Adhoksajajam, the transcendence, Satvam, existence, Visuddham, above the three modes of nature, Chaimaya, to derive the ultimate benefit. Kalpante, deserve. Yea, those. Anu, follow. Tan, those. Iha, in this material world. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the supreme personality of Godhead. Excuse me, unto the personality of Godhead, due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The purpose of performing a religion is neither to profit by material gain, nor to get the simple knowledge of discerning matter from spirit. The ultimate aim of a religious performance is to release oneself from material bondage and regain the life of freedom in the transcendental world where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Person. Where the Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Person. Laws of religion, therefore, directly enacted by the Personality of Godhead. And except for the Mahajans, or the authorized agents of the Lord, no one knows the purpose of religion. There are 12 particular agents of the Lord who know the purpose of religion, and all of them render transcendental service unto him. Persons who desire their own good may follow these Mahajans and thus attain the supreme benefit. Bejire munayotagre bhagavantam roksajam satvam basuram chemaya kalpante yenutaniha. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. The 12 Mahajans, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasakir, Vayam. How does it start? The 12 Mahajans are named in the Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasakir, Vayam. These are the 12 Mahajans mentioned, enunciated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And they are enacting real religious principles. No one knows what are the real religious principles. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, in this Kali Yuga, Ekali Kale, Nahi Ar Koinya Dharm, Vaishnava, Vaishnava Shastra, Ekahemarm. In this Kali Yuga, there are no real religious principles. People are thinking that if I meditate on myself, or if I consider myself God, that's religious. If I eat vegan food, not offered to anyone, vegan, or even vegetarian, that's religious. Of course, that's mode of goodness. We don't ridicule. But real spirituality, that is enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam states that real religious principles are enacted by the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one who is intelligent does not just discern, Srila Prabhupada states in his report, between what is matter and what is spirit. That's the lower level. One who is actually spiritual will serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and know that his constitutional position is Jiver Swarupoya Nitya Krishna Das. Just like our predecessors, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came to reestablish the principles of Vaishnava culture. He didn't concoct something new. On a train ride in 1977 to Bhuvaneswar, Srila Prabhupada told the devotees that this Krishna culture, Vaishnava culture, is as it's been handed down for centuries. Renaissance of culture means the original as it is. Prabhupada says that is why we are selling so many books. Ramaswar had stated, we're selling so many books, Srila Prabhupada, because of the Sankirtan devotees. And Prabhupada said, no, because it is as it is. Because it is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because I haven't changed anything. Prabhupada said, culture means that you don't change anything. If you change something, that's called, Prabhupada said, mental concoction, not renaissance of culture. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came to establish the Vaishnav culture. At that time, there were so many persons who were claiming they were chanting all these different mantras. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Radha Krishna Radhe Jai Radhe Go. I don't even know the mantras, but all kinds of concoctions. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to reestablish Vaishnav culture. That was his special contribution. So much so, there was one impersonalist. He was just an impersonalist. He was a yogi, Vishakasena. He claimed to be God. That's no big deal these days. Everyone claims to be God. But he was being worshipped because he had some mystic city. Fire could come from his head. He had the long hairs. He was a very powerful yogi. And princes and kings of the era were sending him donations, and even they were sending him ladies so he could enact his leelas, his Radha Krishna leela. Because he was Krishna, he needed the gopis to dance with, etc., etc., etc. This is the rascal Vishakasena. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur took great advantage. He was deputy magistrate. At the time, Vishakasena was claiming that he could drive out the British by his mystic powers. So the British were in charge in India. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was working in courts that were still British run. So they wanted to arrest this rascal for political anarchy or some against the government, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to arrest him because he was claiming to be Krishna and performing so many nefarious activities as a yogi, Mayavadi. So everyone was scared to go to the place of Vishakasena because of his great mystic powers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was fearless. He went and arrested the yogi, put him in jail. While they were waiting for the court case, court case took 18 days. And right in the beginning, he threatened Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And lo and behold, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's 7-year-old daughter, I forget her name, she became extremely ill. Terrible disease. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was persistent. He wouldn't give up prosecuting this rascal. Even the 18th day of the trial, Bhaktivinoda Thakur fell very ill. But still, they carried him into the court. He was convicted, the Vishakha Sain, 18 months in prison for anti-government activities, claiming to be God. And as he was being arrested, put in his cell to serve his time, one brilliant doctor came from behind and cut off all his hair. At that time, he lost his powers. His powers were in his hairs. Mystic yogis have the power in their hair, somehow or other. What was that in our Western culture? Samson? He had hairs. And when they cut his hair, finished. So somehow or other, don't get any ideas. We keep short hairs at worst. Shaved head. Clean shaven. One time they asked Srila Prabhupada, why do you shave? It was a reporter. She was from Philadelphia. Prabhupada was very keen. And he was externally an old man. Not interested in sense gratification whatsoever. So the young lady said, why do you shave your head? In a very challenging tone. And Prabhupada responded, why do you shave your legs? Can you imagine? Then Prabhupada said, we like to keep cool head and warm legs. I always found that amazing. Even when I was young, I would go to Southside. Savas was from Southside. I lived on Northside with Radhanath Swami, Giriraj Swami, Northside of Chicago. Southside was a little bit tough. So Northsiders wouldn't go to the Southside. You have to be from Chicago to understand. So I was maybe 13, 14. I told my mother I'm going to Comiskey Park with my friends. Southside of Chicago, late afternoon, early evening. She said, oh, that's very dangerous. You shouldn't go. You're just a boy, freshman in high school. What do you know? You're going to take the L to Comiskey Park at night? So I said, because it was the saying, Savas knows, don't worry, I'm an old Chicago boy. I can handle myself. Srila Prabhupada, who grew up before us half a century, more than half a century, and was from another part of the world, they were in, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and the Naxalites, I guess they're like communists, were in the front row heckling Srila Prabhupada. And devotees were fearful because these guys were known to be violent. So they brought Prabhupada in the back and Prabhupada said, what's the problem? He said, we want to get rid of the Naxalites before you go back out, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, why? He said, well, they're very tough boys. And Prabhupada said, don't worry, I'm an old Calcutta boy. I read that, I was thinking, that's what they said in Calcutta in the 1800s? In the turn of the century, 1905? When we said it in Chicago in 1960s and 70s? I was immediately bonded. I thought, it's amazing. Prabhupada said, I'm an Old Calcutta boy. So, this Vishakhasena, back to the story. After he was put in the jail, after 3 months, somehow or other, he had no heirs, he had no powers, his followers were finished, he had 18 months to serve in jail. They wouldn't get out in 9 months in those days in India. He was, he committed suicide by poison in the jail. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, the next day after his hair was cut, actually that day after he was convicted, he was well again. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we pray. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate. That I offer my respectful obeisances unto Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is a strict follower of Rupa Goswami. It wasn't that Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to change the Renaissance created by Rupa Goswami and the six Goswamis. He was Rupanuga Varayate. He was a strict follower of Rupa Goswami, of the nectar of instructions and the nectar of devotion. He wore tilak to the courtroom, and his deputy magistrate saw to it that in Jagannath Puri, the deities were getting 52 offerings a day. Can you imagine if a magistrate in the court of L.A. County, Culver City, would come over, are the deities getting their offerings? Is it on time? Of course, we have our magistrate. He's also there wearing tilak. So, this was the mood and contribution of the predecessor acharya. And this verse states, we follow these predecessor acharyas. These are the previous great sages who rendered different types of service. Not for just discerning what is matter and spirit, but for becoming free from material conditions and derive the ultimate benefit, returning home back to Godhead. This was their mission, and they taught this in the same mood as the predecessor acharyas, just like our Srila Prabhupada. He said in 1977, famous train ride, that it was in January 22nd, 1977, Bhuvaneshwar, Prabhupada had, was going to the northern India, I believe it's called. And Srila Prabhupada said that historians will note this period of time, how the world was changed. In the future, historians will note. And what is the change? That for the first time in the history of the world, Vedic culture, Vaishnav culture, has been introduced all over the world. In the West and everywhere. And what is that culture? Krishna art, Krishna puja, Krishna books, Krishna chanting, Krishna clothing. The whole culture, Krishna temples, the culture of Krishna we had one magazine BBT was coming out with. We worked on for many years. We're still getting ready to publish. Celebrate the culture of Krishna. Such a beautiful culture, Krishna culture. And we heard, Prabhupada said, I can show you the quote, that Renaissance means, culture means, you don't change anything. Because if you change, that's mental speculation. Then everything is lost. So won't you be very careful? Of course, one can have ingenious ways to spread Krishna consciousness. Just like they put on those festivals in Poland, Russia, East Europe, the Forbidden World. And they attract so many persons for chanting. We can utilize our brain to attract people to Krishna consciousness. But we are fortunate we have a team. Krishna consciousness is a team sport. There's no I in ISKCON, except for that first letter. It's a team sport. And we're fortunate here to have a team leader whose sadhana is impeccable. I was coming out of my apartment the other day, just 2 days ago, and Savas and Tidhi Prabhus were coming out of their apartment. And I looked down the block and I had an epiphany, or maybe it was the drugs that I have to take. Because he's been coming out of that apartment, going to the temple in that fashion since 1986, 31 years. And I've been crawling out of the apartment since 87, end of 87. And I thought, how many times have I seen Suvas and Tidit going to Guru Puja while I'm coming from the other angle? And they're going to, for 30 years, impeccable sadhana. Therefore, this team, follow this team. You find someone who has impeccable sadhana means the practice. If someone isn't practicing, their preaching is not worth that much. If someone isn't practicing, their chanting is weak. We are made up of sadhana. We are called sadhakas. The name in Sanskrit for holy man is sadhu, sadhaka, sadhaka. And you'll be surprised to know the name for a saintly person in Hebrew, isn't it? Tzaddik. Sadhaka and tzaddik, that's no coincidence. That's a holy man. Of course, the Hebrews stole it from Vedic culture, but we won't go there. Don't tell the rabbi I said that. Sadhakas. So this is such a nice team. With great sadhana, Prabhupada said that our mission means Pancha Chikki Vidhi and Bhagwat Marg. Bhagwat Marg means the preaching. Pancha Chikki Vidhi means the worship of the deity. Impeccable deity worship. Strong preaching. Of course, of the two, Bhagwat Marg has to be stressed. Because otherwise, if you just have Pancha Chikki Vidhi, Srila Prabhupada stated, there'd be no more Hari Hari Bol. Prabhupada said that. You have to preach. In the day, Prabhupada said, send everyone out from the temple and leave one man back, one Mataji back, to do the deity worship. Of course, these days that's a little difficult. So many programs. But let us join the team of Krishna consciousness. Join the Pancha Trikhi Vidhi and Bhagwat Marg. Join the mood of sadhakas, the mood of preaching and the strict adherence. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Rupanuga Varayate. He strictly followed the teachings of Rupa Goswami. He didn't just follow, whatever. He strictly followed those teachings. He strictly adhered to the team of Krishna consciousness that he developed. He started back the team in those days of real followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have such a great opportunity here. We have such a nice team. Such a wonderful opportunity. Don't give it up for some nonsense. Everyone wants to do so many things. I heard somebody wanted to drive some vehicle. When I was in Maya in the first days when I joined, I had worked in Kings Canyon National Park. And I had applied right before I joined with my girlfriend to work at Mount Rainier. I really wanted to go. So some days I would think, I could still take off to Mount Rainier. What a reason to leave Krishna consciousness, to be a servant at Mount Rainier for tourists. But this is Maya. Maya has many faces. And it shows herself in many, many different ways to different people. Someone it's money, someone it's fame, someone it's Mount Rainier. Who cares about Mount Rainier? Of course, it's a beautiful forest, but if we can use it in Krishna's service someday, I'll buy the mountain or rent it or something to preach. At least for a day. So stick with the team and the team spirit, and we'll easily spread Krishna consciousness. If everyone goes their own way, very difficult. But we have such a good team here. Even Drudha Karma Prabhu, one day Savas was in India and he was like, fed up with this or that, whatever it was. And Drudha came out, what do we do if Svavas leaves? I asked him, I said, how far is it to the Ganga? You got any bricks? We didn't know where to go because this is the team we have tried to spend our life with to serve Srila Prabhupada. So make that commitment and you'll go far. You will succeed in your spiritual endeavors, and at the end, go back home. Back to Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Is that okay? I just like that was a little different Bhaktivinoda Thakur with that. Than we heard.